damn it.
Gotta learn, kid.
It's like the 9th episode. You should be looking for it by now. Like,
well, you know what, Corey? I'm not very smart. What do you want me to say?
That's Joe's shtick.
Was it just me, or was the thunder extra white today, too?
Oh, it was.
A little white.
And vascular.
Maybe we'll figure out on the Thundercast! But first, allow me to introduce the lovely, lovely, lovely talent of No Cell Entertainment. This man can be described in only one way. He is a good brother. He's a human nurse in the database. Corey Mack.
I tried like hell. Almost got the NWO on every fucking segment of the show.
To his left, the man of so many nicknames. He is the Crown Prince of Dong Style. The everyman wrestling fan.
Corey?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. The Johnny Grunge to my Rocco Rock.
The dashing one.
We're both
just
dead,
a blessing. So
you can call me White Thunder.
I'm so out of sorts, I forgot my fucking gimmick.
I, of course, am your host, your savior, Richard Martiselling. So let's get it right out of the way to kick the show off. Oh my God, this show is a million times better than anything else network week to week in wrestling right now. And it's not even funny.
It was supposed to be funny, like, but it's not.
This is supposed to be a joke, and Thunder is like leaps and bounds better than everything else going on in 98 currently.
Yeah.
So I guess thank you for making us watch it.
I get the feeling that by the end of the year, it will be the original concept.
Our opening match of the evening to set up, or at least set the stage for some matches at Uncensored.
No DQ armbar.
Rules are for fools.
Booker T and Dean Malenko take on Chris Jericho and Eddie Guerrero because Eddie Guerrero will be challenging Booker T for the television title at Uncensored, and Chris Jericho will be getting challenged by Dean Malenko for the Cruiserweight title
how's
at Uncensored.
How's that for build now? We're 3 weeks away, and we know every single match that's going to happen on the pay-per-view.
That's for once.
Yeah, why don't they typically do this?
WCW?
Yeah.
Because normally we'd be finding out half the match
the night of.
The only thing that bugs me is that we're setting up great matches, and yet we'll still get Cruiserweight and television title matches leading up to it instead of just continuing to build. We'll just get random matches for no reason. I'm like, why? Why are we doing this?
One thing that bugged me about this match is, welcome to Thunder, here comes the intros, and we're going to commercial. The tapes are rolling.
That was weird.
Also, it's like literally 5 minutes in.
Did I just look at it weird? Because it looked like, I think it was Booker who was in the ring at the time, that Jericho just kind of ran to the corner to get punched by Booker. It didn't really look like he dragged him to the corner as they were going to commercial. It looked off. But this Booker and Jericho, for the moments they were in the ring together, did not have good chemistry.
No.
No.
They were definitely two people who had not like really wrestled each other before, and it showed. Funny enough, Eddie and Chris had great chemistry with Dean Malenko.
Second show in a row, though, let's point up how fucking over Booker T is.
Oh, massive. So, guess that guy's going somewhere.
Maybe. It's just good to see it. The entire arena almost about to start raising the roof when he does it. Because not so long ago, he was a heel. Like,
oh, nobody cared.
Nobody cared. Well, he was a heel. However, it didn't seem like he was a heel. Like, that's what character he was. Like, he was an in-betweener, you know, during the when we first started the Monday Night War stories. He was a heel, full heel, but he was a full heel at the pay-per-view. But during, like, the Nitros, he didn't seem like he was a heel.
Yeah.
So, the match ends, one, in one of Joe's favorite gimmicks of, who's legal anyway?
I fucking don't know.
As Eddie sneaks in with the frog splash to get the 1-2-3, your winners, Chris Jericho and Eddie Guerrero. Good match. I mean, not really that surprising, but good match.
Yeah.
We then learned that there are new commentators for Saturday night. Corey, who the fuck is Scott Hudson?
He's a pretty damn good announcer.
Oh, no.
He is.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember him.
No, he was pretty good towards the end.
I think he was annoying. Maybe when we come around to him, he might be better. But I remember him being, oh, no, I'm thinking Madden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We then cut to the ring where one Mike Tenay has welcomed the Bang Master himself, DDP, to talk out what's going on between him and Benoit. You guys were throwing punches at each other. What's up with that, Dallas?
Well, when if he hit punches me, I'll punch back. I ain't afraid to.
He was throwing the blind punches, so you know I threw the punches.
Yeah. Can we kill this feud?
Dallas! Dallas, what about me, Dallas? Dallas! As he looks around, like, confused for 5 minutes. As Raven and the Flock finally walk onto the stage. And DDP challenges Raven. And Raven goes,
sure.
But next week, in the main event.
When those situations happen, that always blows my mind. I want a match with you. Corey, I want a match with you. Next week. Even though I want to destroy you right now, give it to me next week.
He said he wanted the main event.
Yeah. Was he main eventing with Nash?
No.
Oh.
No. But you better watch what you ask for, Raven. Because you might just get...
banged. Bang, bang. Why does he have to bang people every week?
I don't know. DDP really loves to bang
people. If someone's getting banged every week, it's Kimberly. So...
That's his way of getting back at her.
He spreads... No.
Next match in a jobber-on-jobber... Can we really just stop the jobber-on-jobber violence? It's not appropriate. Fit Finlay versus Brad Armstrong. And I will say, though, they did build this match well. Because commentary before they switched to talking about what the main event is for Monday had a very good talk of, hey, these guys have both lost to a main guy like Goldberg lately. They're both falling behind. They need to pick up a win. So this match is important for him. I'm like, all right, you've sold me on the match. You've done a good job of building this. I'll accept that. And then Finlay tried to literally end Armstrong's career with that tombstone pile driver.
Yeah.
So yeah, your winner, Fit Finlay.
I thought it was a decent match for two, I don't want to say jobbers, because I know Finlay.
Since I've joined the War Stories, he's pretty much a jobber.
You missed the Regal and him feud.
Next match, Davey Boy Smith versus Dave Taylor. And now we're getting Britain on Britain violence? Like, this is just... It's breaking my heart. Breaking my heart. No swerve, bro, here. Davey Boy wins. Davey Boy continues to not look great. Oh, Davey Boy.
I don't know. What happened? 4 months ago... You're in WWF, killing it.
Owen's there to watch him.
Mongo wasn't in WWF being like, baby doll, put down that coffee and smoke this crack pipe.
Right.
We then get to the ramp where Mike Tenay says, I don't normally do this, and I'm putting myself at risk. But let me ask one Kurt Hennig out to the ramp. I gotta say, I wish they'd let more NWO guys do interviews, because I want no way, shape, or form to watch him wrestle, but this is a pretty good interview. This actually hyped this match a little bit for me, between Henning and Bret Hart.
It is weird that that the NWO doesn't really get promo time. If they do get promo time, it's Hogan. Hogan, Nash, or Hall.
Yeah.
But none of the,
none of the other guys.
Brian Adams has had a few, but that's just because he's new to the company, so they're selling the, what are you doing here? And then Kurt, every blue moon.
Vincent, Conan gets never. 1 minute to yell, Viva La Raza!
Conan after the match. Who are, fake Stings in Japan. So...
But Henning selling that my dad could beat your dad, so clearly I'm beating you. which Lee Marshall was not a fan of.
Lee Marshall's like, I don't have a dad to say that. Damn it. He wasn't great.
I will say, I think my favorite part of this was just the cock slurping that Kurt Hennig was doing for Hollywood. It's like, Hollywood said he wants Brett gone. I got down on my knees, sucked Hollywood's cock, and told him I'd get it done.
Well, any member of the NWO would do that. Be a team player.
I mean,
any.
It takes a lot probably to get Hogan up, too, with the copious amounts of coke they're all doing back there.
Who's going to snort some off my dick?
Brother.
Brother.
Next match, Bill Goldberg versus Ric Fuller. Who?
Do we even need to?
Well, first of all, let's address the fact that they never turned off Hennig's music while simultaneously playing Ric Fuller's music.
Ooh, the future thunder showing through a little bit.
Ric Fuller is just a Northeast indie guy, pretty good for his size, who's just fodder for Goldberg.
Well, entering tonight's match, 19-0, and he leaves at 20-0. They are, though, hinting at a streak.
Yep.
They've now began the...
Because Heenan was like...
What's he at?
What's he at? Get that Tanay fucker on it. I bet he can find out. He knows all that kind of stupid shit. Heenan was kind of on one this episode. And I liked it. Raven and the Flock then show up ringside because they just have copious amounts of money to spend on meth and ringside seats.
That's all they buy, you know, meth and tickets.
They're all just homeless,
yeah,
sitting ringside and doing meth.
Oh, well, yeah.
Next match, Yuji Nagata versus the chairman, La Parca.
Awesome air guitar in the entrance ramp.
Yeah.
But then, once fucking again, that fucking douchebag prick who has no business being anywhere near someone as glorious and high up the chain as the chairman. I mean, he's a chairman, goddammit. Disco got his fucking ass involved again. It's ridiculous. It's uncalled for, and it's unprofessional to allow this to keep happening.
I agree. Like, but once again, it blows my mind. 3 weeks ago, you were all up on Disco. And yeah. Now...
And then he cut to the chairman.
Disco's dead.
I mean, it'd be like if you went at Corey. Like, we're close. Yeah. But you went at Corey, you're dead to me.
Oh, okay. That's how it is.
That's how it goes.
You interrupt Corey when he's air guitaring his penis like he does nightly. You're done to me.
It's also called masturbation.
Oh. I thought you were just strumming.
I could do both. Simultaneously.
But
notice I'm working the neck at the same time.
Duel. You're doing the duel.
And I mean, poor Sonny Ono getting caught in the crossfire.
Sonny deserved
what
he got.
He's pretty much getting a free paycheck. I don't feel too bad for him.
So Nagata locks in the Nagata lock and gets a win. I kind of don't mind the way they use Nagata in WCW because he's still technically on excursion as a younger boy. They've actually used him pretty well.
I don't remember him being on TV this long, so it's been kind of weird.
Next, it's Joe's favorite time.
Hey, yo.
It's survey time.
Thank you. Well, Mr. Scott Hall comes down the ring, and he wants a survey. Entering today's survey, I have it NWO 20, 1, and 6. Leaving 21, 1, and 6.
Yeah. Iowa, funny enough, the place where they held NWO sold out. Pretty big NWO crowd.
Right?
Who would have thought? I have to say, though, the promo he cuts after this to build to his match with Sting, why wasn't this just the end of Nitro instead of that clusterfuck brawl that made no sense?
Because we have to end Nitro with a brawl. That's contractually obligated with TNT.
Okay.
They want the hype.
Because, like, this promo was really good. I felt like this did a far better job of building this fucking match than awkward fake Sting showing up again. And making Sting look like a complete fucking moron for literally walking into a trap.
Because it's a trap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, it's like if Joe held a knife out, went, I'm going to stab you, and then I walked into Joe.
So you stab yourself.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's kind of like what, you know, when we show up and Joe has a black eye and he walked into the door.
I failed. Okay, I failed.
Nobody buys it.
And yet the producer's icing her hand. Like, it's weird.
Well, see, what happened was she got in a fight at work.
Oh, and then you worried about her, ran to the door and ran into it.
I tripped.
Seems legit.
And it is. And it is.
Actually, it doesn't. I just know better than to question producers in.
Because we also don't want the black eyes.
I completely believe that story. And want you to be more careful next time, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man. But the way Scott ends the promo, don't sing it, bring it. I'm like, I love Scott Hall.
He's so awesome when he's on.
And then someone in Iowa, apparently not a big fan of Lee Marshall, as they doink him in the head with a fucking football.
Even better as Shivani. Next time, catch the football.
I will.
Where we then...
I missed that because I was writing my notes and I'm like, what's happened? So I rewind, because all I heard was, next time, catch it. I'm like, catch what? And I rewounded it. I'm like, he got doinked with a Nerf ball.
Marshall no-sold it, though.
Yep.
A little mad. That wasn't great.
We get the announcement of the main event to Monday Night Nitro.
Ooh. What's that?
Hogan.
Okay.
Hall.
Okay.
Versus Sting.
Okay.
And the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
But he's part of the NWO. He's
part of the NWO.
Spent what felt like the rest of the goddamn show talking about the angles that could be involved with this fucking match.
I don't like it. It might be a turn.
It's a trap.
They might be having Sting. Macho might just be recruiting him to the NWO.
Sting could be recruiting Macho to WCW.
Someone's going out to dinner. Who's buying? Who's paying the bill?
Olive Garden.
Because when you're there, you are family.
Can we not bring back that gimmick, please?
No, I can't. I wish I could.
Oh, did you finally get cease and desist?
They finally got me.
Okay.
When I went to Olive Garden one time, and I was like, hey, I promote you on my show, so I get all the free food. And they played along for a little bit, and then they got me the bill, and I'm like, nay. So they threw me out.
So you went for a normal meal and then tried to skip on the bill.
Yep. Yes.
Next match, which I'm sure was just painstaking for Joe to pick who he wanted to win, was opened.
God, no.
With the newest addition to the WCW family. The
NWO family.
Buffer Bagwell.
Buffer.
I just assumed this had to be your all-time favorite match of the year.
Oh, it is.
Sewn up already.
No, it is. No.
Someone does need to explain to me when Buffer Bagwell joined the Outsiders.
Well, Buffer Bagwell comes out and he's a serious man.
He was taking this very serious.
He didn't pose.
No, he's an announcer. It's his job to announce and get out of the way.
Well, he probably also didn't want to be compared to the roided up freak who was going to come out and pose
Marty
after
Marty Jannetty
him.
Did look a little ripped.
He was a little bloated.
As your next match, White Thunder versus Marty Jannetty. Corey, if you could, who is White Thunder?
Why, White Thunder is the greatest man to ever lace up a pair of boots and a goddamn wonderful human being, Scotland Steiner.
Oh, that's who White Thunder was.
He finally got away from the overbearing shadow of Rickville.
Yep.
And was able to shine on his own.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's totally what it was. That's why he was groveling later in the show. Steiner then cuts what is only the first step on the Scotland Steiner promo train that I'm sure we're about to enjoy, where he just yelled about Michigan a lot and how Lex wasn't allowed in.
Lex wasn't good enough to be in there, and that's true. He wasn't.
Like, I kind of hope Scotland and Lex don't get anywhere near each other and just yell at each other through mics for the next 2 weeks.
That'd be great.
You weren't good enough to go to Michigan. I don't know.
I don't know. What's Michigan?
Because it won't make any goddamn sense, and I'll love it. And then Marty Jannetty came out and got his fucking ass handed to him.
Greatest match of all time. 10 stars.
10 stars.
If we're doing an award show, Scotland Steiner gets my MVP for the year.
This would have gotten 12 stars if he'd have hit him with the Steiner screwdriver.
Yes.
Oh, God.
If he paralyzed Marty. 20 stars.
Next match.
Are we done? Can we keep talking about how Marty couldn't get a move off?
Oh, man. No, Steiner was on point.
He was
awesome.
Yep. First of all, who the fuck is Scott Steiner? I watched White Thunder wrestle.
White Thunder, Scotland Steiner.
It's funny how it doesn't take long for them to be like, nah, that's not a good one.
That doesn't sound right. I'm surprised that they didn't change. Tonight's episode of Thunder is actually called White Thunder.
Yep.
And then that would get set over the air, and they'd be like, guys, no. How about no? Although they could plug it with that new TV show, the new superhero show, Black Lightning. Have it back-to-back. Have Black Lightning lead into White Thunder.
White Thunder, Black Lightning, only on TBS.
Kurt Hennig versus Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Oh, let's go back to Steiner versus Jannetty.
Better known as the No Thank You.
No.
No thank you.
No, we're going to cut away from this match because Scotland wants to cut a promo at the commentary booth.
Yeah, so this match ran all of 2 minutes and 23 seconds.
And a minute and a half was that with Scott.
Yeah, yes. As we hear
and
this.
Deservingly to be.
As we hear them yell, Lee, get off commentary. And then we hear this voice. This sad, scared, missing his brother
but it was
little voice.
But it was soothing.
I wasn't scared. No, he was trying to do his brother a favor. Look, yeah. I jumped ship from a fledgling, like drowning WCW. To come over to the NWO, which is so superior in every way, and I didn't turn on Rick. He's coming with me.
Yeah.
But you got to hurry up, Rick, because each day that passes, the window of opportunity is getting smaller. Now I'm boarding a private jet and getting out of this hellhole in Cedar Rapids.
Look at that. He's getting a private plane to go visit his brother.
Come on, Ricky. You know what's best. I was touched.
Evil
was probably happy at
home. I was brought to tears.
Evil's still fucking crying from fucking Sunday.
Well, now that he knows that Scott just wants to have Rick come over with him.
Yeah.
Well, and what I've heard is that
Evil
this
understood.
Small 3-year-old child has just started randomly holding a fucking scythe and just points lights at the ceiling all the time.
Look, it's the Steiners. In all fairness, that was probably going to happen anyway.
Come on. You
one
think,
guy wears earmuffs and barks.
And
so,
eats dog food.
Yeah. And the other guy is genetically superior to every human on the face of the planet.
Yeah, cleanly.
You're right. He does cleanly insert those needles on the hour, every hour.
Sir. Rick, knock it off.
We cut back to the ring where Neidhart's winning or something and then gets jumped by the NWO.
Neidhart has his thumb of doom. Trick.
Yeah, I like how Neidhart all of a sudden does like the, what's it called? The fucking, what country?
Japan?
No.
Turkish?
What I'm reading is it's the Asiatic spike.
Asiatic spike. It's like, it's the continent. Yeah. He's never done it before, but of course, he's now a master of it.
No shit.
And you know who makes the save for poor Anvil?
Drugged up Davey boy.
Yep. It's like they caught Davey in the back smoking his crack pipe. They're like, you're on. He's like, shit. I'm bizarre.
Get out there.
Do I have to have coffee in my hand? Get out of there.
And then this is where things get weird. As Raven jumps into the ring, sits down on the corner, talks about how he and Kevin Nash are both not wanted by the suits. I'm like, didn't they hand you a contract where you got to do whatever the fuck you want, whenever the fuck you want to?
Oh, yes, they did.
And says, I'm a misfit.
Well, he is.
And I'm going to wrestle Kevin Nash and my rules. Raven's rules. And a Raven's rules battle royal. What? The fuck's a Raven rules battle royal?
It means everybody but Raven wrestles. And also... I like Nash coming out with the hair in his face, making fun of the flock.
Yep, I do too.
Also, did the Nash promo was before this, right?
After?
The preceding announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
I think it's after.
It was before this. I think it was right before this.
It was right before it.
Oh, you might be right. I might have skipped my note.
I love
really
that
good.
Because he's like, people say that I powerbombed you maliciously and tried to end your career. And they're 1,000% right.
It was a fantastic promo.
It's crazy because that's the first. This is brought to you by the NWO in like a month or two.
Yeah, and it's got a different opening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different design.
Interesting.
But yeah, this is just Nash beating the fuck out of the Flock.
Except for fucking Hammer getting an offensive move from the top rope for some reason.
Maybe Nash is like, look, he's the only one big enough for me to sell for it all. So
I'll take one hit.
Yeah.
And then I'll hit him. He can hit me.
I like how when he goes to powerbomb Lodi, Saturn and Raven are both like, yeah, fuck it, and get out of the ring and go back to the seats.
Okay, can we get into this? Week to week, they freak out about him doing the jackknife powerbomb.
Yeah.
How it's not safe, how it's a banned move. They keep handcuffing him for some reason, talking about throwing him in jail, yet he never goes to jail.
Yeah.
If he is such a monster, using a banned move week to, why does he keep getting booked? Why do they keep booking him? Why don't they just fucking suspend him?
Well, see what happens is creative doesn't work for them, brother.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't make any fucking sense.
Realistically, I know that you're right, but...
But we're NWO, so...
You're thinking too much into it.
Yeah. Hey, at least he's bringing his talent to wherever they're at this week.
Yeah, fucking Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, NWO members don't have to show up.
And pretty soon stop altogether.
And yeah.
Get some weird cross-branded fighting between NWO and NWO on meth. Like, if the Flock was just Raven, Saturn, and Kidman, I think I'd be way more into it. Like, maybe throw Riggs in there to be the pin-eating guy.
But it's Van Hammer.
You just hate Van Hammer. Yeah.
And Sick Boy.
Was he in there?
Sick Boy is there.
Mm-hmm. And Lodi.
But they're still pushing Sick Boy to be like the next up and comer.
Right.
This guy has great talent, you know.
He gets the wins.
Yeah, give him a few. He will be the next main eventer.
And what is slowly becoming my feud that never ends. Diamond Dallas Page faces Chris Benoit. Now granted, I love the brutality of the match.
So much so we had to go to the wide cam.
Oh, yeah.
Because a certain DDP got busted open.
Yep. But you knew this was never going to go to a clean finish. Like, you knew Raven was going to get involved.
When Raven and Saturn decided to jump the barrier out during the Nash powerbomb, I'm like, oh, he's still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something's going to get involved.
I know what's coming here.
Like, and I'm so done with it. I'm so, so done with this whole angle. Like, I wish they would have just moved into DDP versus Raven and just left Benoit behind in it.
Yeah, but, you know, it's WCW. They got to get all the talent over in some shape or form. Usually
they're not too worried about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. This seemed to be one of those times they were making a concerted effort to try to get Benoit up.
Yeah.
And... we see how it works.
Yeah. But this brings us to a close on Thunder.
God damn, that was the best show we watched this week by a country mile.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to talk for myself here. I almost want to say what belonged on Nitro.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. Nitro could have gone away and easily been replaced by this. Like, they literally had a jobber versus jobber match that was still better than most every other match on fucking Nitro. And really showed that when commentary does their job correctly and doesn't talk about fucking Sting for half the fucking show, I think they can do pretty well.
I think they should have done the Scotty promo.
I agree.
At commentary, still. But they should have... On Nitro.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Scott Hall's promo. That should have been on Nitro.
No, Scotland Steiner.
I mean, with the exception of maybe Finley and Armstrong... I want to stick by it. I mean, this entire fucking show could have been on Nitro.
Yeah.
They brought it this week. That opening tag was fantastic. I love watching Eddie and Jericho together.
They're a very good tag team.
Goldberg just destroying people is getting funner and funner.
Him and
it's over.
Dude, him and Booker were over crazy.
And it's crazy because Goldberg wasn't even on Nitro.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. So, once again... Thunder number one, everything else sucks. Who saw it coming?
Not I.
Which will bring us...
I'm beginning to think you're right, that there, that Thunder was actually good the whole time, and it was just the revisionist history of WCW sucking that everybody like said, okay, no, it's just Thunder.
Thunder was terrible. Nitro was fine when Vince Russo was booking all this terrible crap. No, and by then they just said every show sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was nothing safe. Actually, by that time, Saturday Night was really good. Because Russo didn't touch it, and Jimmy Hart booked it.
Oh, nice.
So it was all like the young up-and-comers having competitive fucking matches with veterans like Finley and Benoit and all
that. So you're saying, say, that was a tame, like, NXT type, you know?
Yeah, no, it really was. It was like, you saw the Power Plant guys and people like Shane Helms before they had gimmicks. They were just on Saturday Night having competitive fucking matches with each other.
I can't even kind of picture Shane Helms without a gimmick at this point in my life.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Get used to it.
So, I guess it's time to talk about our lovely website full of our lovely podcasts and articles, including things like the Monday Night War Stories, which isn't as good as Thunder.
No, not even close.
Like, it's just...
You mean the original Thunder podcast?
Yes, the original Thundercast, not whatever the Days of Thunder. Yeah. First of all, you're doing Thunder by ripping off a fantastic Tom Cruise movie.
Also, a little late to the party. Yeah. Like 7 episodes.
Yeah. Fucking get up with the times.
That's both of our review podcasts have been ripped off by other people.
Like a week, like a month after, like right? 2 months after we started. Yeah. Well, they can suck it.
Motherfuckers. We are the originals and the better ones.
Just wait till we go ultra, you know, just to make sure nobody copies us. We're going to do IWA from the 70s next. Jesus. Let's see some motherfucker copy us then.
You go to some wrestling dirt sheet. Coming up, our future and I are like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
We'll do our next, our All Japan Wrestling podcast.
I do have the TV from 85 through 99.
There we go. Let's do
it. We're ready to go. Including, this is the best part, the Japanese commercials are awesome.
Well, yes.
Fucking awesome.
How many American stars are in those commercials?
Quite a few.
They make a lot of money doing those commercials over there. Then you can listen to the pay-per-view war stories to figure out what happened before the Nitro or the Raw, depending on which week it is. This week it's Nitro as we do Super Brawl 8. The Ocho. I'm holding up a 3 in my hand. It doesn't make sense. It didn't quite live up to the build it had gotten, but then Corey reminds me the build is shit, so maybe it did? I don't remember. But the Cow Palace had a great entrance ramp.
It didn't have a great build-up. I think it's just No Way Out of Texas was so bad that we decided the build-up to Super Bowl was that good.
Yeah, I believe so, too.
I mean, I thought the swerve to not give us Hogan versus Macho at that one and instead wait to Uncensored was a ballsy call. But, I mean, Hogan getting the belt made sense to me.
He didn't get the belt. Sting did.
Did he even watch the pay-per-view?
Who's Sting?
He's a surfer guy.
I can understand where you might forget who he is the way they're booking him these days.
Oh, is he the guy who walked into the fucking knife? That guy's an idiot. He didn't have the belt on Nitro.
That's true. He did both times. He didn't.
So are you sure? Maybe does he know he's the champion?
He has a point.
I think you know what it is. Title's still vacant.
Yeah.
So the third man vacant is
it's
the champion.
You won, but it's still vacant.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
It's like Rocky Maivia on WWF Raw. He has the title. He just doesn't bring it out. Or sorry, The Rock.
If a title's never defended, does it make a noise?
Let's ask Brock Lesnar.
No, let's ask Rocky Maivia.
Hey, he's defending it at WrestleMania.
And that'll be the first time since Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Yeah. Then, of course, there's the greatest little passion project on the internet.
Yeah.
The Q.
Yeah.
So, Joe.
Yeah.
One of your death wishes didn't get just to Corey.
Yeah.
You apparently also threatened a small Malaysian child.
Don't worry about it. That guy, he eyeballed me.
The small Malaysian child?
Yes.
How did a small Malaysian child eyeball you?
He eyeballed me.
Are you going to weird Skype chat rooms with Malaysian children again?
Maybe.
God damn it.
You remember those good old AIM days? You go to the group chat? Dude. I got myself in a group video chat.
I got to call Joseph Parks now.
Yeah, you do. That kid eyeballed me. I was going to...
And then don't finish that sentence. hold on here.
And then you started trying to rip out that kid's teeth. First of all, Joe, he's on a monitor. You can't touch those teeth.
Oh, I was grabbing for them. I had my pliers and I kind of cracked my computer.
God damn it.
So I decided I got a VR now and I'm going to see if that works.
You're more dangerous drug free than I am on drugs. What the hell?
That's just how impressive he is.
Don't worry about it.
Remember how at the end of it, it was 95.5 again? Yeah. It gets back to 99.1.
Don't worry about that.
So, Joe.
Yeah.
What is it this week?
So, this week on the queue, we let one of the young boys.
Whoa. Hey,
let me finish.
They get no power here.
But when Zen says so, they get some power. So, young boy got to pick three movies.
I thought you were going to say got to bring like a lunch for once. And didn't just have to scrub your feet for 12 hours.
He didn't bring the platter of food either. So this week, one of our young boys got to pick between The Chaperone.
Should have been it.
Death Wish V. For some people, it's Death Wish 5.
I don't remember that being in the list.
Wait. No. Chaperone and V. And Born to be Wild. That's the weird monkey movie. That's not Congo. It's not Congo.
Or Anaconda, which we want you to do now.
Anaconda. That'd be sick. You know, it is probably a fucking sci-fi movie.
Oh my God, find Anaconda.
So this week on the queue, we did Envy. Ben Stiller and Jack Black. And let's just say, for once, everybody was in agreement about this movie. And it was a first.
Stop doing bad movies that are just bad. That's not the gimmick.
It is the gimmick.
No, you're supposed to do bad movies that are fun bad. You're just doing bad.
Well, we're doing bad bad and bad fun, and this was just a bad bad.
No, you've done Tooth Fairy, bad bad. Envy, yeah. Bad bad.
Yeah.
Start doing fun bad again.
Next week might be bad fun. Maybe? Question mark?
That doesn't. But I mean, you're letting the young boys choose.
It blew our mind because we realized that Ben Stiller plays one character.
Yeah.
I just came to the realization. Because think about it.
You just now figured that
out? Yeah. Yeah. Besides if he's not playing a gimmick character like Dodgeball, Tropic Thunder, Anchorman, or anything like that.
Yeah, it's still the same.
Even then, he kind of just plays one character.
It's like being surprised that Adam Sandler plays one character.
And he doesn't. I can't lie about that one. Yeah, no, I just came to the realization, I'm like, holy shit.
Well, unless he's trying to get you to kill himself in movies like Click or the one about being a spiraling stand-up comic.
Funny People. Wasn't funny.
No.
Mm. Wasn't meant to be funny.
Well, when you put funny in the title.
I can see where you're confused.
No, it was supposed to be a dark comedy.
It wasn't even a dark comedy.
No, it just wasn't that good.
But yeah, no, we just realized how Ben Stiller is one type character.
Makes people a lot of money, though.
Yeah. No. He used to.
Used to.
Oh, yeah.
He did get divorced, though.
He did?
Yeah, he divorced.
That's too bad.
Marsha Brady 2.0.
See, I still think of her as Melody from Hey Dude.
He divorced her, she divorced him.
Well, see, you're a little younger than I am,
yeah,
so.
Mutual?
So, Joe, I do need to get one really important question answered.
Yes.
Has the government shutdown affected the queue as badly as it's affected the White House? Did you have to cut your platter back from something super fancy to cold, stale, fast food?
I hope it was heated. And I'll be honest, like, that wouldn't bother me. I'd show back, fucking yeah, Big Macs and pizza.
Yeah, that's cold and been there for 3 hours.
Yes, our platters have been cut down so far to just 4 for $5 Lunchables.
Oh.
But they don't have the turkey and cheese. It's the ham and cheese, and I love turkey and cheese.
But do you still make the young boys eat them off of you?
Of course.
It's like that sushi places.
I ain't shut down yet.
Oh, lovely.
More than I needed to think about.
Well, think where the meat goes.
Oh. Speaking of where the meat goes, the flagship of No Cell Entertainment, the No Sell Podcast. It's the best way I could transition out of that.
That was odd. That was, I'm not going to lie.
It wasn't my best transition ever. Your weekly home for all things wrestling, where we talk about what was basically wrestling porn for Corey. Takeover Blackpool.
Hey, I also did Honor Reigns Supreme this weekend.
Ooh.
So I got the two both shows done.
Did Honor Reign Supremely?
I'll tell you this much. All the people purveying doom for Ring of Honor need to take a breath because they're going to be just fine.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about how every decision that WWE makes in any way, shape, or form is somehow being influenced by the creation of AEW. The internet. Then, of course, there are lovely written words on the website, written by so many of us here at No Sell Entertainment. First, by the number one superfan, Mike Bubble, giving you his opinion with That's My Opinion, where he lets you know what his wish list is for 2019. Sets the bar high on a lot of that. He really shoots for the stars, that Bubble. I don't hope the Cubs win at all.
Yikes.
Then there, of course, is that guy we fired.
Yeah.
Not you, Joe. We haven't fired you yet.
Not cool. I was thinking of Jeff.
I don't. If you're paying attention, Zen is slowly working him out of the company. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. No.
Like, I don't think he owns any stocks anymore.
Jeff?
No, you.
Oh, shit. What?
Last you told us, Zen took all your stocks.
Oh, Christ.
So, yeah. But no, there is the big man in Japan, the Denkai Sensei.
Dick out.
Doing what he does best, putting himself over.
He is good at it.
Yeah.
He has the voice of an angel.
Uh-huh. Sure. Sure he does.
And he is a man among people. He made us better, and we miss him here at No Sell Entertainment.
No, we don't.
We do. Not one bit. We don't know you do. Dude, I know you... I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to throw it out there.
Don't shoot. Oh. You shoot from the hip?
You got drunk that one night, and you fucking called Jeff in Japan, and instead of talking about... You just drunkenly sang Lips of an Angel by Hinder twice. All the way through. That was weird.
I'm so, well...
He was also in class. I don't know how you got him to answer the phone and put it on speakerphone, but...
Well, I was super drunk. I had one shot. And
no one tell him that it was a non-alcoholic drink.
And I called him. He didn't pick up. I texted him saying, pick up. It's emergency. And then he said, what? And he put me on the speaker. And then I just ripped it.
I saw it on YouTube.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Dude, it's Japan. Those kids are always at the ready with their phones.
A room full of little kids laughing and giggling while you're drunkenly warbling with Lips of an Angel.
God damn it.
While Jeff is over there beating his head on the chalkboard.
Today's. What?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's got a lot of views, if that helps.
Okay, cool.
Then there is the newest addition to the website, or the newest... reintroduction to the website, the 10 count. No longer in podcast form, now in written form and over whatever subject we feel like writing about. This week was headed up by the Dashing One.
Hey, that's me.
Well, he wrote it in quotations.
Oh, here we go.
He writ it, I think is what you called it.
I writ it. I writ it. And this week, the 10 count, it's mine, so that means it's my top 10 favorite comedy movies. And the error on the website has been fixed, hopefully, that you can go from 10 to 1, not 1 to 10.
I thought Psycho in there, that was a bold choice.
Psycho, Rain Man, you know.
It was a bold choice.
Forrest Gump. I was like, I got to put those in somewhere.
Like, personally, I don't really see the comedy in those movies.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Yeah.
Those ones were odd, but how did you not mention Malibu Ass Blasters?
I had candy strippers on it, though. Or stripers. Shit. Wrong movie. Wrong movie.
Oh, but please go read the 10 count. Damn it. Is started off very strong. We'll see how it follows strippers. Up this Friday. Strippers. Then of
Who
course,
is doing it this Friday?
We need to decide that on Tuesday. Then, of course, there's the man who can be only described as the candy stripper of No Cell Entertainment.
The Cade with the grade. Ooh la la.
The Human Wrestling Database's Retrograde, where he goes back in time watching the pay-per-views of yore, letting you know what you should and should not be watching.
You know, the Royal Rumble 2011 was not terrible.
It feels like it lived up in our brains as just being worse than it really was.
Tell you this much. If you trim 10 jobbers from that Rumble, you may have an all-time great booked Rumble.
Damn. If only the man who ended up winning hadn't gone off the deep end a few years later.
Yeah, that too.
Whereas that too. If they decided to do that gimmick this year, they could do like an 80-man Royal Rumble and still not have any jobbers in the goddamn thing.
And still have the, what, 10 matches they're doing?
I'm hyped, but you can listen to that on the No Cell podcast. Corey, where can they find the website?
No Cell ENT.
Where can they find you?
That kayfabe guy.
Joe?
At Dong the Dong Sheen. Yeah, the Dong Sheen.
One of these podcasts,
I'm gonna
both of you are going to get your names right in the same show. You can find the producer at Producer's End. You can find me at NSC_Richard. Love each other. Love wrestling.